Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
And I'm Matthew. In this segment, we are joined by Gary Paris, who is ALPA Professional Development Group Chair. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
So the topic for today that we are told is ALPA and balancing family life with an airline career. And I have experienced this, and you're an airline pilot also, so you've experienced this. What does ALPA do to help new pilots or old pilots balance their work and life?
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I myself is a mother of two, and I have a 23-year-old who's still in college, and I'm hoping that he's going to finish pretty soon. And then also an 18-year-old daughter who just graduated from high school. She's about to go to college. And it's been just my lifetime ongoing ups and downs as far as being able to balance the family and the career. And a lot of times that people don't quite understand that what we do, right, as an airline pilot, what kind of lifestyle that we have. Mm-hmm. So what has been happening was, of course, we get roughly maybe half a month off if you're lucky. And mm-hmm. So when you're home, you're always home, right? And then the other 2 weeks or so that you work, but then it's just the balancing has really been the challenging thing. And it's still today, it's been pretty remarkable when, because of my role at a professional development group chair, also touches education committees as my oversight. So we see a lot of future airline pilots and their parents, and they're still today talk about, I just want them to have a family, and this will just really gonna be the huge obstacle or impossible. And so our mission is really to make sure that that new pilots that's coming in really understand that there's so many resources and information available, and you don't have to navigate this through alone by yourself. Now for the current members, stuff that ALPA always does is resources. We are the most single point of information to, we have 42 airlines and 80 plus thousand members. With that comes with a lot of responsibilities. No, we cannot solve their family issues, but our goal as a PDG is to really from the cradle to graves, and I know that's not a very exciting term, but the moment you got interested in aviation until you retirement, any kind of life events, we need to and want to be able to give the resources to all the members so they don't feel like they're going through this alone. For instance, this is not my direct department, but on the ASO side, which Air Safety Organization side, we have things like Pilot Peer Support Program, where the trained pilots, we actually will navigate through some of the members are going through some life events, having hardship. They do a really good campaign called Your Green campaign, where basically they talk about these are the factors and you need to look into it. If that is not really what you're going through, maybe you are things that you really could do, which is to give resources to actual mental health professionals, right? Or we have a trained pilot who can actually be able to be the soundbite, like listen to your voice, and really it's just to help them, because sometimes that's the only thing, or could be just a few major things really for them to get through. Because sometimes people go through divorce, right? Elderly care. Sometimes they're going through like some life issues that they really don't want to talk about to anybody, and they're just like holding it in because we're just the profession of being able to hold the first class certificate. If you don't have that, we can continue to work. So they tend to internalize it. So we have a department that takes care of that. We also have so many other, like a governmental affairs initiative, where through the government affairs with our team, they go to the Capitol Hill and talk about, say, mental wealth bills, right? So, hey, pilots tend to internalize this. They can't come clean. So please, like, help us to be able to, like, maintain. And so look at the aeromedical certificate rules and such, so that pilot really can, for the especially for the temporarily, some kind of a mental, you know, difficulty, mm-hmm. that we get the support. So we do something like that. So but as far as my department is concerned, so our family assistant working group, it's just, again, being able to give out the information, things like state rules, right? Their regulations. Some of the state has a better family-friendly policies. Say, for instance, if you need to do a paternal care, where when I was a Mesa pilot starting up years ago, it's been doing this for 20 plus years now, but at the time, we didn't have any kind of information about FMLA, which is a federal mandate, right? So anybody who actually we work in the company for a year or longer, they have a certain rights to be able to have a leave, unpaid, but family leave. Mm-hmm. Same thing right now in states. Some states started getting like a more of a paternal leave, where, or not just you being sick, but if your family's sick, or if you need to care for the elderly care. There are some states, like for instance, Virginia, we just got a new rules under the new governor. And the next thing you know, we actually get a leave where you need to care for somebody that you can get paid leave. And so stuff like that is information that our members can really get hands on. And they may not know this. So our job is to really give all that information.
And I suppose with an airline, you have multiple different bases and different locations, mm-hmm. and you might have different rules for different pilots based on the where their base is.
Right. And the thing is, the state rules also, it's forever changing. So it is our job to make sure that these resources are updated, and we have that expertise at our APA National, and they are the ones that have our SMEs, and they really give us all this information, and our job is to provide that information to all the members and any opportunity we can. So even the EAA, for instance, we have this tent by the Boeing Plaza, and it's been great because the member come in and they just go, I didn't know these things. And so these are the really good touch point for us to really mingle with our members to talk about these things.
And I think one of the things that's so interesting to me, not being an airline pilot but a recreational pilot, I'm so impressed to hear that the definition of family doesn't include your immediate children only, but you know, any part of your family, your like the elderly care, that I didn't know that. That is fantastic to hear that you're advocating for that as well.
Yes, because it's not our job. It's just something that, okay, I'm at the 9-to-5 office job nearby and some family emergency happens and we need to go and take care of them, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the problem is they don't really have this information or the newest updated information to what is our rights as a pilot right now. So not only just to be able to give them the resources, but also our advocacy is for the future contract. So every time every time there's a contract update opportunity, we're on the contract negotiations to make sure that we advocate for the family-friendly policy and to tell the management that pilots who actually do have these benefits really tend to be happier and create a better result as a management versus our union side of pilots as well. So we're really trying to promote that idea to have a family-friendly policies.
So obviously, as an airline pilot, you're married, and most airline pilots aren't married to other airline pilots, although there are a few. Do you have resources for the spouses of airline pilots and to help them navigate their spouse who's out flying all the time?
Yes, and I actually not only have a spouse, but also he is a 747 UPS pilot. So imagine this, he goes all around the world tour. He's on the 11-day trip right now, whereas I tend to, because I'm with the passenger carriers and I'm part of FAR 117, so I tend to be able to have a shorter span of trips. But that being said, I mean, navigating two pilot household has been very challenging. And so as far as like making sure that they spouses understand that too, and the interest thing that you mentioned was that a lot of times when you're brand new hire and in doc phase where you're starting a brand new job, all the things that pilots are talking about, how can I get through this training and pass and this is my dream job and whatnot, it's always the significant others who reads all this the benefits of being the member of the airlines. And so we actually are sending some of the stuff directly to their household so that significant others, partners, spouse can read these things. So we're doing this magnet program starting in the fall where they can just put in the QR code and next thing you know, the spouses can understand all these benefits because pilot may be too busy to just be able to talk about and think about it. Because if you're married to a pilot and you're, say, for instance, you're having like a, you know, birth of a child, man, that's huge, right? It's very important that she understands that these are some of the stuff your spouse pilot can actually have, like the, you know, now we have paid leave for the paternal leave and something I didn't have 20 years ago, but we do have it. So I want to make sure the members can navigate through some of these information as well.
And so if people have questions, where did you say the ALPA booth is at?
Yes, we're at the booth 326. We are right by the, not too far from the Boeing Plaza. Please stop by. Again, this is one of the events, our touch point to the members of 80,000 pilots are right here at EAA. So we're very excited to be here.
So historically, I think the pilots have one of the higher divorce rates of many professions. Have you by chance seen any improvements in reducing divorces with your outreach programs at ALPA?
So I don't have that data point. And okay. So again, I mean, people talk about that and that often comes up and mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's really the case, but I understand that challenging of a distance. And again, I had to discipline myself to make sure that I bring family first. And that could mean that I have to change my flying schedule to something of a day trip to, you know, we've done all that stuff and I know there are challenges. I don't know. By us providing the information is helping. I hope so, because again, we really value the spouses and them getting the information for us. So even our website, it's oftentimes member only website and there's a firewall for the passwords and all that. That's why we're trying to give them the direct resources by sending exact same thing to their household and stuff like that. So the long story, you know, answer short, I really hope we are.
You hope you are, yes.
Because we have that in mind for sure.
Right, it's hard thing to measure, and especially over a long period of time when you didn't have the data to begin with.
So. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and I appreciate that that's even part of the conversation right now, because we know that we need more pilots. We know that we need to support families. And just the fact that we're having these conversations at all is encouraging.
Yeah, and then also the younger generation, I hope I'm not saying this to speak for themselves, but I really think that a lot of male pilots come to me and say, my wife is having a baby, our baby, and so please help me and give me more resources. What can I do to stay home and care for the child? And that's a little bit of a generational difference. And so
I think
it's
that's
great.
A positive improvement.
I think so, too.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, we do appreciate you coming in. We've been speaking with Carrie Paris from ALPA Professional Development, and you're listening to EAA Radio.